entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Can you feel the good vibrations swirling in your veins? From the core of the earth to the center of your heart, to the stars and the solar system, all so interconnected in this galaxy of love. I'm just messing around, but not really. How we doing? I'm your host, Davey. You've just tuned into the Vibration Station. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Ha! Oh boy, do we have a show lined up for you today. First and foremost, I want to send all my unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from my heart to all of yours. We have a very special in-studio guest with us today. I would like to welcome to the mic, the mic, brother Drake Zimmerman. How we doing, my friend?
Awesome. How are you?
Yeah, brother, I'm doing great. Such a pleasure and a blessing to have you in the studio with
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Absolutely, man. Now, as you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Well, what do we mean by that? Every thought you think has a vibration. It's a frequency. It has substance, right? It has substance behind it, right? So when you're thinking down and negative and blah, you're creating that for yourself. You're attracting that. It's like you become that. You're a pool of that. So when you're like creating awesome, amazing, super dank rock music, and you're rocking up, and you're channeling this like higher self of you, you're inspiring people, right? That's exactly what Drake does, and that's exactly why we've brought him in the studio with us today. So first things first, Drake, how are you feeling?
Excellent.
As you know,
plain.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Sorry to interrupt you. As you know, how you feel is the most important thing of all time. Right? How you're feeling is this moment. So, before we talk to Drake, before we get the pleasure of knowing exactly who he is, how he got here, and what he's doing here, we're going to play a little music. This is Dude, Where's My Bass by Drake Zimmerman. Check it out. Oh, wait, no. That would be Drake Zimmerman and Real Boy Remix. Check it out, people. Is this radio play? Is this Dude, Where's My Bass? Check it out. Drake Zimmerman. Here it goes.
Before I was a fool,
boy. Yippee-yo, yippee-yay, bow-wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Dude, where's my bass? Drake Zimmerman, welcome to the show today. How you doing, brother?
Excellent.
Excellent. Nice, man. I love it. I love the energy. Thank you for being here. So, Drake, the reason why I brought you in the studio today is because you are among the youth today. We're all youthful, right? We're not old. Yes, we're getting older. Sometimes we feel old, but we're definitely youthful, right? We're among the youth that understand the power of projection and the power of ourselves, right? You're creating this music from your heart. You've been making this music for a while. When did you start making this music, Drake?
I started playing guitar when I was 12, started with some acoustic, and then eventually picked up an electric guitar and
nice.
Said, I'm going to try singing, and I started doing it and progressively kind of worked on it, and I don't have the classical voice that most people expect, but I like it. I'm able to like change it around and kind of just give raw energy.
Nice.
And,
yeah, dude, we could definitely feel it in that last song, Dude, Where's My Bass? Definitely felt the raw energy. And something else that I love about your style of music is it's like super eclectic. Like it gives you different tastes, gives you different feels, like as we're going to see later in the upcoming songs. But Drake, something that I wanted to touch base with you is you were telling me earlier that each song represents something different. Obviously, every artist makes a song with an idea in mind, but yours are a little different. They require they have some sort of pattern to them. Can you fill us in on that?
Well, pretty much. I just kind of try different things, and I really just want to get a message out that can be as clear as possible, but not saying exactly what I mean. And I like kind of like poetic. But for that one, for example, it's kind of just people sitting around not doing what they're meant to do.
Word.
And then eventually saying, I can see now. And it's called Dude, Where's My Bass? Because people need to pick up their bass. They need to pick up their guitar and start playing again.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. I love that. I love that. And that's actually really synchronous with, what we talk about here on the Vibration Station is, not forgetting that you do have a purpose, right? You've come here with excitement and with joy. And the reason why you have that is to act on that and to fulfill that. And everything outside of that, is your own stuff to sift through, and work out. And that really is the core of true happiness, is knowing and believing that you can, do what brings you joy and happiness and have that support you, have that bring you joy. I feel like in a society, in this society, we're so... we're so clouded by all the bills we have to pay, everything we have to do, and it's not the bills, it's the way to get the money, right? To pay for the bills, and then this, and then that means that, I can't play my bass, right, as the metaphor, right? And in this song, for me, the bass is a metaphor for anything. For me, the bass is a metaphor for, like, if you love doing radio, pick up a microphone. If you love being a musician, pick up a bass, pick up a instrument. If you love whatever it is, if you love, financing home mortgages, finance home mortgage, like, whatever brings you joy, that's your bass, So, like, that's really cool. And that's super true, man. That's super true. That's a very honest message. I definitely know that I remember when I used to not think that I could do everything that I wanted to do, and then I realized that all you literally have to do is pick up the bass. You just need to switch that little neural net in your head that tells you can't do it and realize that you are pulsating with infinite potential at all times. So,
exactly.
Thank you for that, Drake. I appreciate you, brother. So you started playing guitar at 12. Did you start singing at 12? When did you start heavily getting into music? When did you decide that this is what you're going to pursue to support you and affect the world in a super positive way?
A year later, in eighth grade.
13. So, we're going 13.
But it was one of those where I tried so many things and I would get obsessed with something. So if I picked up a video camera, I'd be obsessed with making film and whatnot. And with the guitar, when I picked it up, I just felt a power and just made me happy. And if I was in a bad mood after a long day, you know, I pick up that guitar and the vibrations, yeah, it brings up my mood.
Yeah.
And then I just started singing. And when you're 13, your voice isn't really, wow, you know, matured yet. So you're singing and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go play a show. But at the same time, I'm like, I sound like I'm 13. So I just said, I'm going to wait, you know, and I started playing with friends and my friend picked up a drum set and then my other friend picked up the bass and they kind of all, you know, struggled to learn. But once we got it going, it's like we just had so much fun, you know. And then in high school, I had a few different bands and we played shows and the best feeling in the world is being on the stage and, yeah, just playing your music and expressing, yeah, yourself, you know.
Definitely.
So
that's so cool, man. Yeah, definitely the best feeling in the world is being in your element and being able to share that with other people and like feeling the reaction, the response, you know, when you're up on stage and you know, people are appreciating what the energy that you're offering to them. It's like a super blessing. That's super cool, man. Yeah, guys, make sure to check out. I'm just, you know, gonna throw the plug in there. Gotta throw the plug in there. Definitely, if you haven't already heard of them, you are going to. Coming up in the Los Angeles area, we got Drake. Now, here's the thing about his name. Do you want to tell us the story behind behind your name? Tell us the story behind your name.
Wow.
So as we know, right, if you have ever turned on the radio, you've probably heard of another artist by the name of Drake. I'm going to pass the mic.
Yeah, well, I always had a unique name, and everyone always complimented it since I was young. And then I'm like, all right, you know, I'm going to do, when I started doing my solo work, I'm like, all right, I'm going to use my name Drake because it's, yeah, you know, original.
Like,
then,
this is your,
yeah,
artist
it's
name.
It's solid and people like it, why, yeah, not? And then I'm at a party and all of a sudden someone's playing. I'm like, who is this? And they're like, it's you, Drake, it's you. And I'm like, that's not me. And I was like, wait, his name's Drake? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, what, huh?
But,
like,
but my name's Drake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then I kind of just threw me off. I'm like, oh, he won't be around for that long. It'll be a little phase.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
5 years later, he's still like top 10. Yeah. I'm like, ah. Oh.
Yeah. So you made the shift right after this life changing news. You made the shift to move into just adding your last name, and now your artist name is Drake Zimmerman, right? This is what we refer to you as.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Nice. And to be honest, man, I really like that as an artist name. There's a bunch of artists that are like just up and coming, and so many people just use their names because why not? Like, isn't that just awesome? Like, dude, Drake Zimmerman, like, it's way cooler than just like, you know, like Drake the rapper. You know? No, dude, Drake Zimmerman. And you're Drake the rocker. So that's
that's me.
That's way different. That's way different. So Drake, what was your inspiration to pick up and start playing this music, right? Is it you know, did you hear like, you know, some Led Zeppelin, you heard some AC/DC, what was it, man? You heard some System of a Down. I don't know where was the inspiration?
Well, honestly, I grew up in a family where they played a lot of punk and a lot of rock.
Oh, okay, so, like your parents and,
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah,
dude,
yeah,
that's,
yeah,
awesome.
So I grew up,
that's
with
super
Ramones,
sweet, yeah,
and all that good stuff.
Cool.
So, you know, I always liked music and anything from Bee Gees to that. And then, you know, in around 2000, you know, early 2000, there was a bunch of like just solid alternative rock bands that came on, from like Trapped to Chevelle to, you know, even System of a Down and stuff like that. And I just loved that style, and it was so different from everything else you hear on the radio. And it got really big for a while, so I was like, all right, I'm getting to something, you know, that'll,
yeah,
you know,
the houses,
well.
Yeah.
And I mean, I still love it till this day, and it's one of those things. It's just, I don't know how to play any other kind of music.
That's
and,
awesome.
And I've tried. I mean, I like jazz. I love inspiration from all kinds of styles, but for me, it's just that heavy sound of playing. It's just, I love it. There's nothing, yeah, like it.
So. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's cool. You definitely give the energy. You definitely, when you're playing, when you're recording your music, when you can hear it on the recording, you definitely are, you know, you're definitely in alignment with, you know, whatever you're doing. It's, you're doing it correctly, you know? And a bunch of people seem to be responding to it and loving it and liking it. And, yeah, guys, make sure to check out, by the way, if you want to follow with us right now, kick a little Drake Zimmerman on simultaneously with us. Might be hard to hear my voice, but you could try. SoundCloud.com/DJZZZ. right? These are Drake's initials, right? It's just DJ ZZZ. And it's not that Drake is, it's not DJ because he is a DJ, right? It's DJ because it's DJ ZZZ. It's just Drake Zimmerman, my dog, my brother. So definitely up and coming in the LA area. You cannot miss him. We're going to go to the next song. We want to check out Attention, You're Drowning. Listen up, people. This is Drake Zimmerman on LA Talk Radio's Dave's Good Vibration Station. Check him out. attention, you're drowning! My brother, Drake Zimmerman. If you're just tuning in with us, we have in the studio up-and-coming LA-based artist Drake Zimmerman. You can check him out on SoundCloud, DJ ZZZ. Yeah, it's all about raising the vibration and spreading a message from the heart, right? Drake, you got some power behind your music. It's this energy, right? And you were talking about earlier how each song, you know, was based off like a different event. And when that was, when we were listening to that, you were telling me, you're like, oh man, this thing just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So what was that one based off of? Where did that one, where was Nowhere? Where did Nowhere come from?
Well, I'm really glad it happened, but it was like 3 or 4 years ago and I just stopped playing guitar for about a year or like on and off, you know. Just got busy with work and, you know, doing 1,000 things at once.
Yeah,
and,
dude, the daily grind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I just had a really bad fallout with, like, a few friends who just kind of, you know, did something bad, you know. And
yeah,
just kind of
yeah.
left me down in the dumps. And I was just sitting at home one day and I'm like, I don't want to go out, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, there's something missing. And I picked up my guitar and I just started playing. And it was like, yeah. you know, it was a self-playing piano kind of. It felt like that. And I started yeah. writing the song and I'm like, wait, this is awesome. And I kept doing it. And then I kept, you know, humming along and I wrote the lyrics for it. And it just like instantly made me happy. And, the, you yeah. know, it just brought my energy up so much. And then after that, I was just playing guitar for like 6 hours a day and recording and rewriting and recording. And I just came up with like 10 more songs after that. And
that's
it was just
so cool.
Yeah,
man.
It was one of those things where, you know, you turn a bad situation into something positive. And I'm glad it happened because it just gave me so much to say and so much, you know, feeling to, you know, output. But
yeah
that song is just kind of also it's got different meanings and whatnot, but it's, you know, it sounds like a love song and it is, but it's also kind of about finding yourself and finding the love in yourself. And when you do that, you can love others. And
yeah,
you know, the connection between anyone from a family member to a friend to, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatnot. And it's just a song, you know, about beauty and harmony. So
yeah, dude, that's beautiful, man. I mean, you're definitely on the right radio station for that one. That's, yeah, dude, I mean, that's the heart of everything that we advocate here is, you know, finding love for yourself and, you know, loving all others and, you know, as much as you possibly can. Because at the end of the day, it's all your perception, you know, it's all comes from your consciousness, your vibration. So, yeah, dude, that's ultra powerful, ultra powerful. Drake, something I wanted to, ask you, touch on with you. There's so much influence in today's world to, you know, start playing techno music, rap music. I mean, you don't hear, you know, rock music. You don't hear like new kind of like upcoming like rock, you know. And the thing that's so awesome about this is so many people are magnetizing to you and taking a liking to the music that you're playing and what you're doing. My question for you is what's the inspiration for just sticking to the rock music? Like, you know, you've made all this music, you've been playing music for years. Why haven't you released anything that is outside of what you call your style, your genre?
Well, honestly, it's just too bad nowadays when you turn on the radio for a lot of, you know, stations like K-Rock and all that. And it used to be, you know, from anywhere to Blink to, you know,
yeah.
Offspring, but now it's like Blink and Offspring, but it's the same song over and over and just like whatnot.
Right.
And then you hear stuff like Avicii on K-Rock now, and you hear a bunch of techno right. everywhere. And like some of it's good, but a lot of it's very repetitive and simple. And
super.
And anyone nowadays can call himself a DJ just by mixing two songs together. And to me, I'm not trying to be mean, but yeah. that's not writing music. That's not right. being a musician. You know, a musician, right. you need to, you know, write like chords and, you know, indeed, get the harmony together.
Indeed.
And it's just, it's one of those where, you know, I've even messed around with like some techno stuff, just not, you know, like just for fun, not right, to incorporate in my music.
Right,
but
right,
I kind of just wrote something that sounds so good. And I'm like, that was too easy. That, you know, yeah, like, yeah, I can't do that. I need to do my music.
Right.
And it's just something, you know, with the power of just an acoustic guitar itself, you know, in the last song. And, you know, just me tapping on it during, you know, after one of the choruses to go back in. And, you know, people forget that everything wants, yeah, the bass dropping and, you know, and for just sure, huge build-ups. And, you know, you'll go to a rave and see 100,000 people there, but you'll go to the Whiskey and see 100 people there, right, less, you know, for a great band. And
yeah,
it's unfortunate. And I, yeah, I don't know if it's because it's not as talked about nowadays, but maybe because of social media and everything. But it's one of those where I feel like there's so much good music, you know, from the early 2000s and even up till now, like some of those musicians, sure, are still writing great stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just not going to the younger generations.
It's not. It's not. And, you know, Drake, a big thing that we talk about on the Vibration Station is the influence, almost the deliberate influence that, you know, radio and media, television has on the youth today. We, you know, we understand that in the music videos and in the music that's being blasted, that's being put out there, it's, you know, it's low vibration content, right? Yeah. Basically, if you look at the big picture, you know, the youth is going to respond to what's put in front of them, right?
Yeah.
So if you give them pictures of, you know, people giving love and, you know, knowing compassion, right? And everybody like eating a meal together and like, you know, practicing these things, then they're going to grow up and they're not going to eat until, you know, like everybody else has, is like with them and the food, you know what I mean? Just, yeah, like they're going to exude, you know, compassion, right? Whereas if you take that same youth and show them music videos of, you know, like women lowering themselves, you know, just to like make money and like, you know, just images and like women being cool with being super degraded by men and like not only being cool but like almost asking for it, and then like this is all in the music videos, and then like the men talking about the only thing that matters is like, you know, weed and money and like, you know, it's just like then all of a sudden like there's an agenda. Do you know what I'm saying? There's, yeah, an agenda to lower the conscious intelligence, the vibration of the youth, because the youth essentially is the next generation, right? So what happens when you have a stupid youth, like everybody else stays in control, right? Nobody else is like conscious enough to be like, oh, there's some really morally incorrect things happening here, right? And how do you do that? Is through the music, through the movies, through the entertainment systems. That's how you get to the people, because that's what they escape to outside, you know, that's what they go to for fun. So if their fun is telling them have more fun and be love and be compassionate and know light, know what it is to play the music that brings you joy instead of just listening to what someone gives you. Know what it is to deliberately sift through the things that, you know, make you feel happy, make you feel excited, and make you feel low, and make you feel like you don't want to experience them. You know, we need to be more deliberate sifters of what we're listening to, what we're watching, and of what's being put in front of us. You know, no one's asking you to buy the products. No one's, you know, or no, they're asking you, no one's telling you, like no one's forcing you, you know, like, so, you know, you can always change the channel. You can always put your iPod on. You can always make your own music, pick up an instrument, you know, that's where the inspiration, you know, for everything comes from. Someone's like, oh, why haven't they made that yet? And then they do it. And then they're like, you know, billionaires. And they're like, I didn't even mean for this to happen. I just, you know, and they have everything they want and and it's great. And life is beautiful. But all because it was a good intention. You know, it's like they just follow their excitement. They just follow their joy. And Drake, that's exactly what you're doing here. And that's why we really send our gratitude, love and appreciation from our hearts to yours for staying true to yourself and the music. That really is a powerful thing.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you were saying how, you know, you've seen artists and stuff that you've known that all of a sudden get a big break, right? But then they you know, the record producer or the record label will say, you know, okay, but you're going to have to change this. You're going to have to do this. You're going to have to do this. You're going to have to do this just to get signed, right? And it is really sad when you see genuine, excited talent being molded and manipulated by an overhead with an agenda. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. These are the things that we talk about here on the Vibration Station. Get your mind working a little bit. Listeners, if you want to call in live on the air, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. If you just tuned in, you're late. We're with Drake Zimmerman in the studio. Oh, upcoming rock and roll artist from LA-based. From LA, LA-based. Drake is all about spreading his heart and a positive message through the music, right? Not selling out, being true to what you're doing, being true to your purpose. As described in the song we just listened to, Attention, You're Drowning. So, yeah, man, there's a lot of really great things that you are passing through your music, a lot of really great and inspiring messages. Can you tell us just like a few of the avenues that you're trying to affect through your music, like a few of the things that like you want people to kind of wake up to once they like listen to your albums and stuff?
Yeah, I got kind of like a two-parter for that.
Yeah, let's hear it, brother.
Yeah, I just feel like a lot of songs, like kind of what you're talking about with music videos, they don't have, you know, a sincere, loving message anymore. And
yes,
for me, it's like even with movies, you want to find some kind of poetic release in it or like a message. You know, I love psychological movies because they make you think. You know what I mean? It's not just explosions in your face, you know?
Yeah.
And pretty much, I think it's easier for people just to listen to simple stuff where, you know, music, even like to like Nirvana, they had, you know, symbolism in it.
Yeah, I was just saying, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I was like, oh, dude, this like reminds me of a cross between like the Dropkick Murphys and Kurt Cobain. Like, it was awesome, though. I loved it. It was like super power energy. Please go on.
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
But yeah, I mean, it's one of those where I remember, you know, when I was young, even till, you know, now, there's songs that just get to you. You know, there's ones that, like, certain ones that just bring a tear to my eye, you know, of joy. And, like, just, it's insane. And there's nothing more powerful than that or, like, you know, a good message. And I just really, for my music, I want it to try to affect someone and just make them happy or, you know, change your day or be like, oh, whoa, he's thinking, like, what I'm thinking. Like, oh, I haven't heard anyone else say that. Or, you know, I just want that good energy to go out to them. And,
yeah, dude.
You know, to help someone out. Like, music helped me, so.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And, you know, that's, like I said, that's really where it comes from. When you look at something and you're like, why hasn't someone done that? Or, like, I could totally do that. Or, like, I can definitely make the impact on someone that, you know, that made on me. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And isn't that just like, isn't that the spark of expansion of like everything in the universe? Like seeing something that you want and then coming, the getting up to speed with it and then realizing that you can have it by just like your emotional response to it. And like, you know, saying like, oh, dude, like I, for example, getting from that 12-year-old boy that decided, you know, I'm going to pick up the guitar and, you know, I'm going to start playing music, to where you are now, you know, 10, 11 years later, and you're, you know, making music, people are listening to it, people are responding to it, they're loving it, you're making more, and it's just like you had this spark. You said, you know, I think I can do this better. It, not better to anybody else necessarily. Yes, better to anybody else, but the most importantly, better to me, right? Like, this music affected me that I was listening to in such a way where it inspired me to express it through my own artistic means, like through my own musical venture. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Giving back.
Yeah, dude, you're giving back. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. And people don't think of music a lot of the time as that type of like, it's seriously though, music is like a physical, like tangible, like writing music and putting it out into the world that raises vibration is literally just as tangible as giving somebody like money to go do something. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Seriously. Like giving a homeless, you know, dude like a dollar or like a few bucks, or even giving, you know, even giving somebody like, you know, $100,000 to pay off their mortgage or whatever it is, dude, it's the same type of energy, right? That giving energy, that creative giving energy, that abundantly like supportive energy is same with music, dude. You're abundantly present when you're playing your music, right?
Yeah.
Your music is like super high vibe. It's there for the people and it's there for you. And yeah, thank you. Thank you, man, for staying in alignment and for doing what you do best. That's really cool.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We're going to go into the last song for today's show. The name of this is Eden, by the one and only Drake Zimmerman. Definitely check this out. It's off the SoundCloud. You can search DJ ZZZ Drake Zimmerman. Check it out. Eden.
This is where I met you. know you're taking this too far. This is where I led you. This is who we are. This is what we know. Taking this too far. This is where I let you go. This is who we are. This is what we know. Taking this too far. This is where I let you go.
That is Eden by Drake Zimmerman. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. Yeah, boy. Drake, man, I love the high vibes. Eden, what is this about? What is this about? Tell us.
I wrote this one a little while back, but I still love it to this day. It's just it's just a powerful song just to play live and just in general. And there's different metaphors people have gotten for it, but I really wrote it. It's kind of an anti like religion song, but not like forcefully.
Like, nice. Yeah, no, for sure.
I mean it by like, this is who we are. Like, you know, like let us go, let us do our thing for all the people who are forced into something, you know, not even just religion, but just, you know, other stuff that they don't feel passionate towards and whatnot. And it's just one of those. I mean, it can go, it can kind of range from anything that, you know, you want to do or get away from, or just kind of finding yourself and being, you know, being yourself and just doing what you want to do. But it's just really a song that I felt strong about when I wrote it. And it's just like powerful and dark and kind of gets you going. And it's just something, you know, I've always wanted to just have it playing it live at some giant park and have like 10,000 people holding lighters up singing it with me. Like, it's just one of those.
It's awesome, man. Why Eden?
Just because for the story, you know, in the Bible and whatnot, but it's kind of like the perfect place, you know, Eden. So you find your own Eden in the sense of like by branching away and getting away and cutting the cords from what you, you know, wanted to get away from. So
exactly. Yeah, dude, that's superpower. I mean, you're literally, you're in your music, you're talking about the fundamentals of, you know, expansion in human consciousness. You know, that's really what you're talking about, is cutting, you know, cutting the cords from the things that hold you back from being the wholeness of who you are, right? Cutting the cords from guilt, fear, anger, frustration, blame, you know what I mean? These are all cords that we think are outside of us, but actually we generate and attach to things. Like, we link them onto things and then call them our problems. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, dude, that's super, yeah, super wise, brother, super wise, what you're talking about. It's exactly what we talk about here on the Vibration Stations. How to really, you know, and that's hard too, is cutting those cords, you know? Have you, I take it, writing this music, you've had experiences in the past where you've had to learn, you've had to cut some cords maybe, and do you want to, I mean, obviously not go into detail, but like they were definitely prominent enough to inspire this music, right? Was it, would you say it was like pretty life-changing, like some of the things that like this music comes from, like some of the events that happen in your life?
Yes and no. It's kind of, when I write songs, it's not just about me. It's about people, like family too, or their story, or like something that happened in their life, like an impact. So in the verse, when it says, like, when we were young, they told us a tall tale, and it's kind of like, you know, a fairy tale or the Bible or anything, right. You know, word, and it's word. It's just my own, you know, what I want to say, you know, it's like nothing wrong with religion or whatever you want to follow, but it's one of those where, you know, it's kind of forced upon a bunch of people.
For sure.
And it's one of those where, you know, it's like when I was young, I went to church and I was an acolyte and did all that, and like, it was a good learning experience, but I just don't like the, you know, conformity and the all that stuff. And it's
absolutely
to me, it's like I want to be free. So that's why I like love Buddhism and Taoism and stuff like that. So it's
that's cool, man. No, that's super cool. Yeah, I you know, that's and we really advocate that here is to you know, do whatever religion we're down with, just as long as you're happy and excited about it and understanding that the basis of all religion, no matter what it is love, right? The basis of everything, and not only all religion, the basis of existence, of why you do things, is love and the search for happiness and to achieve happiness, right? It's all about that, no matter what you believe in, no matter what you practice. It's just, it is about letting go of the things that really hold you back from being who you want to be, you know?
Yeah.
And if that means, you know, maybe disappointing a few people in your life and, you know, kind of making your own choice and creating your own art and doing this, just think of how many people, this is for the listeners out there, just think of how many people you're going to affect by your internal decision to follow your heart. You know what I mean? And that's exactly what Drake Zimmerman is doing here. That's exactly what he's doing. He's following his heart, and he's affecting people while doing it. And I thank you for that, Brother Drake. Brother Drake!
I
sound like
I like it.
Yeah. Well, in the Church of the Vibration Station. Somewhere between like Bill Cosby and Righteous Reverend. No, man, but really, 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 we want to thank you so much, Drake, for coming here in the studio with us and spreading your positive energy, your unconditional love, light, and appreciation for all things. And we send the same to you, our love, unconditional light, and appreciation straight from our hearts to yours. Definitely, guys, you're going to want to go to SoundCloud.com/DJZZZ. We got Drake Zimmerman. Drake, is there any places that we can get in contact with you?
You can email me or find me on Facebook with just typing in my name, Drake Zimmerman. Send me a message if you want to jam, if you want to come to a show, let me know.
Beautiful, beautiful. And also, there's a wonderful opportunity Drake was letting me know about before the show. He is looking for some new musicians to possibly start a serious collaboration with and move up in the music world. So if you're interested in doing so, you can email me at the Vibration Station, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com, or Drake Zimmerman on Facebook, SoundCloud, DJ ZZZ. We love you guys. Always sending our unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Good Vibe Station. We love you guys. See you next Sunday.
Phrase, but now I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all and all the silly games like we'll be used to play and see how fast we can smoke out of roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine. When we used to chill at Mom's, get drunk and blaze, but I guess that was just another phase, like selling X or getting late. But now I have to work to get paid. Not that money really matters in this life, I mean, right? Not that money really matters in this life.